So what that means from a marketer is I have to accept that I may not have many mass market media choices left and be much more comfortable advertising in scattered sites and on scattered social networking services.
This is PodTech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones, and with me today on Marketing Voices is Keith Benjamin, who's managing director of a very well-known venture firm called Levinson Venture Partners. And he will be talking to me today about his thoughts on investing in the social media space, what's hot, what's not, but additionally really trying to educate all of the listeners in on this show about why people should care about what venture capitalists think as it relates to social media. So, Keith, with that introduction, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome. So the first question being, so what are you looking at in terms of companies that you're investing in the social media space and why?
Well, I'd start with saying the thing that I have been paying a lot of attention to for many years is, you know, pretty dramatic change in behavior. From a marketer standpoint, it's just gotten tougher and tougher to get to people. So I've tried to find companies that provide tools to marketers to help them reach people who, by and large, over the last 15 years, have become more and more difficult to reach.
So give me an example.
Well, the best way to start is, you know, a realization that I am getting old. I am 47, and I have a whole different view on social networking versus the current teenage and college student generations. My idea of social networking is to have people over for a cocktail party. The marketing implication of that is I've also managed to stop exposing myself to a lot of mass media. I can TiVo through commercials. I can skip the ads in newspapers by reading them online. I've become a very hard person to reach in terms of establishing a new brand.
Right.
The stuff I personally buy is stuff that I search out information for or a friend recommends to me. So in my generation, it's become much more difficult to establish a new brand. The new brands that I buy are ones where I've either researched it or a friend of mine has shown that he or she likes it, whether that's a pair of sneakers or wine or almost anything. So that's a behavior pattern that's pretty stark. So in my generation, you know, we've tried to look as an investment firm into companies that can help figure out how to get part of that recommendation cycle. I can mention a couple.
Yeah, go mention a few.
You know, the one that we've invested in, well, the first company I invested in as a venture capitalist was a company called CoreMetrics that looked at websites to track when I was having problems as a consumer going through the websites and did a lot of analytics to make web shopping a lot easier. You know, the second component that's been the big investment theme is, okay, if I'm doing research online, let's get to me with an ad. That's been the success of Google. Now we need to go a step further, which is, okay, you know, how can I learn about, as a brand, what the consumer's thinking? The simplest method is surveys. So we invested in a company called Informative that on an automated basis has a product that lets you very easily survey large numbers of people about what they're really thinking about a product and also try to delve into what makes them recommend it to others. With that knowledge, you can craft better messages and actually effectively reach large groups of people by catering first and foremost to those influential customers. So we've made two investments in that space again, one at my prior venture firm called CoreMetrics and recently Informative.
So in terms of these companies, and you said it's really important to think about kind of how they're being used as tools, what other tools do you think are out there that marketers need to know about as it relates to then obviously social media?
Well, that gets to the younger generations. I think the part of this puzzle, though, I must admit I've still been trying to figure out how to find a great investment, is how do you deal with the new social behavior, which I'll describe as chronic multitasking. multitasking.
Wait, what's that? Chronic multitasking.
Chronic.
Yeah.
My wife would describe my touching my trio at the dinner table as cause for divorce or death, or at least a bad example to set for my children. At a table involving teenagers or college students, it's abnormal not to have some combination of a cell phone, a BlackBerry-like device, a laptop, an iPod, and whatever else I'm missing. You know, multitasking, which also means having maybe 5-10 screens up on, you know, line at once, and being very comfortable bouncing back and forth between different sites, is a fundamentally different media using behavior than my behavior, which had been, hey, could you aggregate all this for me and edit it a little bit and make it easier for me to get to? So from a marketer standpoint, we've seen what one could call, again, if you're a student of behavior wondering what's going to happen to children, you know, so much multitasking, it can't be good for you. Well, it has a very direct implication on media. It's become incredibly fragmented. So what that means from a marketer is I have to accept that I may not have many mass market media choices left and be much more comfortable advertising in scattered sites and on scattered social networking services. And we've tried to look and have not found yet companies that do a particularly good job of reaching these fragmented audiences, but it, you know, it's a theme that I pay attention to.
So what are some companies, obviously you're talking to somebody who's at PodTech, and we were funded by Venrock and USVP, but what are other companies that you really think are kind of hot today that ultimately are hitting the mark?
Social media companies. The one company that has been able to allow marketers to reach fragmented audiences admittedly through commerce has been Google. If I'm searching for information on a product, it's likely I'm going to Google. It's likely they can serve me up as a lead to a potential brand to sell me something. On in the emerging world of blog searching, where if I want to go past just searching on different stores that are going to sell me something but want to get information, there's a company called Sphere, which is one of the newer blog search companies that I think has decent traction. It appears harder to do a good job searching blogs versus the web, get that much more to search. The challenge with an investment like that is a Sphere, I would expect, more likely gets swallowed by one of the larger companies. So the tough thing about investing in this space is to try to find something that could be a standalone company as opposed to an immediate sale. I've seen lots of interesting companies that I think likely get sold to the bigger entities. We try to find companies that can stand on their own if possible.
Okay, so what about back to this multitasking thing? In terms of, you know, looking at the younger kids and the fact that they're actually working the way they're working, are there specific things as you look at as your venture investor where you really say, look, these are the criteria for the multitasking that ultimately ensure that we invest in a certain space?
Well, I've just been trying to not fight it. The challenge with multitasking is it means you have to invest in multiple things, and you have to be pretty careful about, you know, not staying too long in the old thing. So,
right.
You know, if I was in Facebook, which is not an investment of ours, then, you know, it's pretty interesting that you could have a tough decision, which is I better quickly sell it before it's no longer cool.
Right.
So I think the toughest investment consideration is going to be timing to get in and out being the hard part. I have been trying to figure out, are there ways to tease the younger generation, now getting older, back into more aggregated services? I think the more natural way that's going to occur is, you know, Google, Yahoo, Microsoft just buys them. But I do think there's probably room for other aggregation services. So my investment instinct, which tends to be a little bit contrarian, tends to be how you make more money, is to say, okay, what happens when kids get a little tired of multitasking? So from an investment perspective, that's what I've been thinking about.
Okay, so what about mobile? I mean, you see a lot of this stuff that these kids want on their cell phones and all that. How are you looking at mobile, especially as it relates to marketing as well? Back to your point about various channels, fragmentation is necessary to consider. How are you viewing mobile?
That's a great question, and we continue to look at a lot of mobile deals. We've looked more at mobile infrastructure deals that kind of the plumbing underneath new applications. The biggest challenge in the mobile space is that you have a limited number of buyers and they're very difficult to deal with, particularly the handset manufacturers, not to mention the carriers. I haven't seen, I think there's a natural increase in the number of applications you're going to see on devices. I think a lot of that money from an investment perspective has been made. There's a lot of company going after games, companies going trying to provide games for phones. We've been paying a little more attention to figuring out how to use the phone a little more effectively for commerce, use it to pay for things anywhere. But quite frankly, I think the space is a little bit mature from a venture investment standpoint.
Okay. Well, great. You have been very helpful. So I've been talking to Keith Benjamin, who's a managing director at a firm called Levinson Venture Partners. I didn't go into Keith's background in the beginning, but he's been in the digital media space for 15 years, is very much known as somebody who a lot of people listen to. He was the key internet analyst all during the boom for Robertson and then went to Highland. So the point being here that what he's seen and what he's viewing is really very key to what we all should be looking at as we think about what's important for marketers. So Keith, again, thank you for being on Marketing Voices.
My pleasure, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And so the website for Levinson is www.levp.com, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And to all my listeners, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.